Have you heard of the secret of worship? One of my favorite tips for a daily time with God is worship. This is probably the easiest element of a rewarding time of prayer. Worship is not just nice music, it's an act of sacrifice to our God. The Bible says, therefore, by Him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips. And give thanks to His name. Hebrews 13:15. Do you know how to worship? Had you discovered the secrets of worship? I'll never forget the first time I experienced worship. I was at a Christian music festival in Puyallup, Washington in 1979. I recently invited Jesus into my life, and I'd thrown away most of my old records that seemed to bring out the worst in me, and I gravitated towards more encouraging music. Can you relate to my journey? What was your worship journey like? I hadn't grown up with music as a form of worship, nor did I understand the power of praise. Well, not until a man by the name of Andre Crouch came on stage and sang, "Well, the love of Jesus was so wonderful that I wanted a little bit more." It was a great song. Something grabbed a hold of my soul. I jumped to my feet and started dancing along with a few others in a large crowd. It was exhilarating. I felt free. No drugs, no alcohol, and no wild dance music. Just me and worship. A little while later, he sang, "Lord, I thank you." I cried like a baby. Worship touched my spirit, soul, and body in just a few moments. Have you tried adding a little worship music to your times with God? I promise you that it'll take you to another place, spiritual place, a place where you can encounter God. The Bible encourages us to enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. Psalm 100 verse 4. Worship is a gift of God that helps us enter into another dimension with Him. Worship is not just singing, it's an invitation to His presence. Hey, listen, you're a miracle, and I'm your friend, Paul Mark Goulet.